Amen. Minister Rosa, you are ready to minister the word of God?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. So at this time, I am going to present to you all our assistant pastor, the assistant pastor of the Petersville Baptist Church, Minister Rosa Booker. You may begin when you're ready.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Lady B, for the invitation to come on tonight and sharing in the Word of God. And to all of you on the line, I want to say good evening, that you are deeply loved and highly favored by God. No matter what it is that you're facing, just know that God loves you with a love that we can't even fathom. God is a good God. We're going to be talking about tonight just about, you know, what's the benefits, I guess you could say, of being a Christian, someone who has given their life to the Lord, accepted the invitation, and made Jesus their Savior and the Lord of their life. So we're going to look at some of those benefits, and hopefully when we're finished, that you just know that God really, really does love you. He loves us all. So we're going to be sharing as many scriptures as I can within the time allotted. We're going to be looking at Psalm 103 initially, a few verses from that song. And that's going to be verses 2 through 5. And I mean this particular scripture out of the Amplified. And it says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits." Of course, this is David speaking. "Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeem your life from the pit," it says here in King James, it says from destruction, "who crowns you," here it says, "lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy." So I want you to know that God's love for you is with loving kindness and tender mercies. It says, "who satisfy your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle." Now, that's the way God sees us. That's what he wants for us. He wants the very best for us. He loves us just that much that he wants the very best for us. And then we're going to go to Romans chapter 5. Going to be reading out of the King James, looking at verses 1, 2, 9, 17, 19, 20, and 21. And it starts with Romans 5, 1. It says, "Now this is the benefit of being a Christian. This is what happened to us, my sisters and brothers, and it is so exciting. As time goes on and as I read these scriptures and think on these scriptures and meditate on these scriptures, it just makes you love the Lord so much. Of course, we can never love him the way he loves us. We can try, but he has such a love for us that we can't even understand. And verse number 5, 1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, my goodness. We have been justified. That means we have been acquitted of all the sin and the baggage that we carried before receiving Jesus as our Savior. And now we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thing to have peace with God, because of what Jesus has done for us. And I am so grateful to him for that peace. It's a peace that surpasses our understanding. It's just knowing somehow that whatever we are faced with, God is going to work it out, and it's going to work out for our good. Might not feel good, but it's going to work to our good. So he's justified us. He's made us in right standing with him. That's what the word says. And verse number 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Oh, my goodness. We have access by faith into this grace. Oh, my goodness. We can go directly to the throne room of God because we have peace with him and he loves us and he's made us to be in right standing with him because we accepted his son's finished work on the cross. And what an awesome work that was. We couldn't save ourselves, but Jesus has made it possible, oh my goodness, for us to go directly to the throne of God. And that just blesses my heart. And I just thank the good Lord for his goodness and his kindness. Down to verse 9, it said, much more than being now justified by his blood. See, it took the blood of Jesus to cleanse us up and to make us righteous. Oh, my goodness. It said, we shall be saved from wrath through him, meaning God is not angry with us. That's what the word says. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Oh, my goodness. So we're knowing that when the tribulation, you know, comes, because we are saved, justified, made justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath. Because there is going to be a time when tribulation is really going to be on this earth. But thank God, born-again believers going to be with Christ Jesus. Amen. When the rapture comes, it's going to take us on away. So all this that we read about, and it's terrible, and it's horrible, that what's going to really come. We think we see bad times now. Oh, my goodness. When the Christians get out of here, it's going to be bad times. But thank God that we are justified by his blood. And then the next one I'm looking at is 17, and it says, for if by one man's offense, and we know we're talking about Adam here, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And we know about Adam and how he, along with his wife, partook of the forbidden fruit, and that brought, that's when it's in Garden of Eden. And, of course, that brought just sin into the world. Adam and Eve lived in paradise. They had everything in their garden. Everything belonged to them. They were the only two in the world. So they had it all. But they were tempted, and they fell into that temptation, which brought sin into the world. But I'm so grateful to God that he loved us so much that even when they messed up, that's what they did big time, he still wanted his family back. He wanted us back. He wanted that relationship and that fellowship that he had with them before they partake of the fruit. So he got us back through Jesus. We heard this sermon preached on last Sunday about that from Minister Patterson. He did a good job with that. Satan was after, you know, this good thing that was going on. And when Eve disobeyed and Adam, then that brought sin into the world. But I'm so happy that God loved us so much that he wanted to redeem us out of sin and out of all this things that we have gone through. Yeah, we're going to go through some stuff, so I don't want you to think that we're never going to experience some bad things in life. We will, but we have a Savior. We have a helper. We have Jesus Christ, who when we just you got to latch on to him. You know, you just got to connect yourself with him so much, because some things are going to hurt that we go through in life. We may not understand it all, but we have to know that God is for us. And the word says, when he's for us, who dare be against us? We got to know every day that we have to ask God to help us, to lead us, to guide us, and to direct us. Because without him, we're just out there. We don't have a sense of direction. He is who give us our direction. And every day, I don't know about you, but every day I have to ask him to help me. There's not a day that goes by that I don't ask him to help me. And I just invite him into my heart, even though I'm born again. I still say, Lord, I want you more and more today. I want you more today than I wanted you yesterday. And it's just like every day is more and more I want you. Oh, yes, we all need him, but I want him in my life. And just in my heart, I just rest in that, knowing that the scripture says he will never leave us nor forsake us. Because sometimes we might feel like we are all alone, but we got to know that God is with us. When he sent his very best for us to redeem mankind back to himself, he has a love for us that we, as I said, I've said it twice and I keep saying it because it's true. We can't understand the love that God has for us. It is a love that's, you know, we strive to love. Yes, we do. We say out of our mouths, you know, that we love everybody, but we haven't met everybody. But I understand the premise of that. Yeah, we're supposed to love. But the love that God has, he loves us when we're doing good. He loves us when we're not doing so good. He loves us even for those who turn their back on him. Guess what? He still loves them. So he has that love that just is just beyond words. But I just thank him for who he is and what he has done for us. And I know I've had, quite a few scriptures, but I'm not going to get to those minutes. Right now, I just want to just for us to just, if you would just reflect back over your life, how good God has been to you and still is good to you. Sometimes you might have those moments when you feel like everybody has forsaken you. But you got to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to always be with you. I can speak from experience myself. I mean, it was hard when my mother went on to be with the Lord. But I tell you what, God gives me the strength. Every day it's just like I'm excited about what he's going to do in my life. It's just things that God will put into your heart. Some things you don't share with others right away. You just rest in them knowing that God is for you and that he wants the best for you. And he's got his angels encamped around us and he's watching over us. He's protecting us. Even when we just do little minor things sometimes, we may not think so much about it. But it's just God is in every little detail of our lives. The scripture certainly let us know that he will know the number of hairs on our head. I mean, he's an awesome God. And I'm just so grateful to him for who he is to me. And I know you are too. I know there are times when your body feels like it's aching and you just look like you can't get any relief. But we got to rely on the word of God. You know, when we talk about faith, faith is so awesome. Because faith is what we don't see. It's what we're hoping for and believing God for. We don't see it yet, but that's okay. Long as we put our trust in him, it's fine to have friends. Wonderful. We all would like to have friends. But there is no greater friend than Jesus. No greater friend. Oh, he can be with you in a midnight hour. Oh, he can be with you at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever the time may be. Or maybe you could be sitting in a crowd of people, but you feel so lonely in your heart. You got to know that God is with you, and he is going to take care of you. I don't care what you're going through. Right now, some of you might be having a midnight experience. You got to know by faith and trust in the Lord that he's going to bring you out of that thing, because Jesus did not go to the cross and with all he's been through for his children to walk around every day being depressed. That's not of him. So we have to push past that. Just, talk to him and ask him to help you. Sometimes you can't, it's not about always saying a long prayer. It's about what's in your heart. Sometimes you can only say, Lord, help me. Tears may be running down your face. Lord, help me. And I'm telling you, he would do just that. You know, when we get saved and born again, and the word tells us in John 10:28, Jesus said, and I gave, God said, and I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. See, that's how much he loves us. And that's when he just says, nobody can pluck you out of my hand. So just rest in God, knowing and trusting and believing that he's right there with you. And he is never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's always with you. And to the ends of the world, he is with you. I'm going to close this with Ephesians. So this is a prayer that I believe will be a blessing to you. And you can personalize it. But it's chapter 1, starting 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's what you pray. Ask him to reveal himself to you. Really reveal himself to you, and he's going to do it. Says the eyes that, so the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints. We're born again, we're saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. See, that scripture tells us that we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And one of my prayers is, Lord, for this COVID-19 and all of these other viruses and plagues and all out there, I said, my family, I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, far above COVID-19. Far above sickness, disease, accidents, tragedies. We're protected. We're covered with the precious blood of Jesus. And you know I do Psalms 91. So that's what we do. That's how we just trust God. You trust him. Open up your mouth and speak in his word and pray in his word over your life and over that of your family. Now, we can't pray for every single person, and I encourage people, you know, you pray for your family. You pray, and then your family pray for, you know, it has to be a continuous the prayer all the time. It's when it says, you know, pray without ceasing. That don't mean that you can't stop praying, but you continue to pray. But you pray this prayer of God. You pray, you look at his word and what he promised in his word. That's what you pray, and you just rest in that. You stand in faith on that, that God's going to take care of you from day to day to day. You pray today for today. Tomorrow comes, you pray tomorrow for tomorrow. So we thank you for being on the prayer line tonight, and I hope you were blessed by some of what we shared with you. But it's practical. It's just daily living. It's just practical. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to try to remember, you know, 15 verses or whatever. If you want to do that, that's fine. But sometimes it just takes a little bite size of the scripture. Meditate on it. Speak it out. Let it get big on the inside of you. And you find yourself really believing it, watching it manifest when it's time, in God's timing. But you got to believe it. You can't analyze God's word because God is God. Our minds can't analyze God who created us. We just got to rest and believe in what he said is true. It's true. Amen. God bless you. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for your word. Oh God, you are so good to us. Father, you are so great and wonderful. And Father, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, because you love us so much. You call us beloved. We are your beloved children. And, Father, we want to bless you and praise you and thank you. And, God, there are so many going through, and you know all about them, Lord. You know those who are experiencing some difficult times right now, God. But we want to thank you, God, because you know, we know you're making a way out for them. Father, God, I lift up these names to you that I have. I lift up Ms. Scott to you, Mother Gertrude Allen, Mr. and Mrs. Lee. Lift up Mother Dolores Liggins to you in prayer, Father. Sister Virginia Monroe, Sister Maxine Brooks, lift up to you, Sister Carol Allen, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are manifesting your healing. We believe, God, in these individuals. And, Father, lift up the Creasy family to you in prayer. Father God, that you would just, Father, just comfort them, Lord. And thank you for manifesting your healing in their bodies, God, because you are such a good God. And we love you. We thank you. We praise you, God. We give your name all the glory, honor, and praises. And, Father, we want to thank you for Lady B. God, we want to thank you for our pastor, Pastor Bolden, all the ministers, God, and just the family of God. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you even right now just to help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, through this night. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory and praises. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise God. Let's just praise God on this line tonight. What a powerful word we heard. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you, God. You are a good God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your promises, God. We thank you because you love us tonight. Hallelujah. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Father, we praise you. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. We thank you, God, for being real to us. Hallelujah. We praise God. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are real, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify your name. Just to know how you love us so much, God. Thank you for your unconditional love, God. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, we praise God for Minister Rosa that just ministers such a powerful word, such an encouraging word. I mean, it was just so blessing just knowing in whom we believe, knowing that God loves us with such an unconditional love. I praise God as she began to talk and elaborate about the benefits of being a Christian, of being a child of God, of being a king's kid. We have this grace. Hallelujah. I thank God how she ministered even out of that word talking about we have access by faith into this grace of God. It's just awesome. And I praise the Lord for you, Minister Rosa, for taking out time and just encouraging our hearts. I can't speak for everybody on this line, but I can tell you my heart is encouraged just knowing that we have that peace with God. Hallelujah. And that we can be seated in heavenly places. We praise God. We need to be reminded of who we are in God and who God is to us. So for that, I just want to thank you again for being on this prayer line tonight and just giving us what thus saith the Lord. And if we take God's word and we believe his word, we accept his word, and we live by his word, we can make it. We can make it, even in this dark time in which we live. And there's so much trials and tribulations and people going through on every hand. But when we turn our attention and keep our focus on what the promises of God says, you and I, we can make it. Say amen to that. Yes. Amen. We can make it, no matter what we're going through, knowing that God will never leave us. And he will never, ever forsake us. He's with us always, as she said, even until the end of the world. And that's a powerful word tonight. So, again, Minister Rose, I want to say thank you for giving us a powerful word, just sharing, expounding on how blessed we are, the benefits of being a Christian. Thank you again. And again, I want to thank all of you that have dialed into this Dream Team prayer line. And I trust that you are being blessed every single week when you call in, that you are expecting a word from the Lord. Because the Bible tells us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. We need his word. And when we got his word, we can make it. We can stand. We have his assurance. And the just shall live by faith. And we praise God. So again, I thank the Lord for all of you that call in week after week. And then the next time you and I we're talking on this line, we'll be in year 2022. And then I tell you, I have some things that I just begin to write down on a sheet of paper. I says, Lord, in my heart, I want to grow closer to you. I want to love you more. Father, I just want to get, I mean, just more, learn more of his word. And if ever a time that we need to be rooted and grounded in God, it's right now. Amen. Right. Pray. Oh, yes, it is. It's right now. So may God continue to bless you all. I wish you all a very, very happy new year, a prosperous new year, a healthy new year. And we just believe in God that, as the scripture says, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. And as I say to you all every week, we just want to continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. So given that, I want to say I love you, and Pastor Bolden loves you, but God loves us best. He loves us more. So God bless you all. Bless your home. Bless your family, that you may continue in the Lord and in the work of the Lord. You may continue to abound in his love. Amen. God bless you, and be blessed. Happy New Year
happening
to all of you. God bless you. Good night.
Amen.